You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison. This is the place to be for all the tips, strategy, insights, and advice you need to build a successful membership that will go the distance. And today, I'm talking about something that a lot of membership owners notice, but rarely address and indeed rarely talk about, and that is the silent majority of your membership community, the people that we so often disparagingly call lurkers. You know who I'm talking about, the members who don't really post in your community, they don't turn up to calls, they don't seem to participate, they never give feedback. From the outside, it looks like they just join and then disappear, but they're still paying their subscription. They're still technically active members. And in a lot of cases, they quietly stay subscribed for months or even years without you ever hearing a single word from them. Now, for many membership owners, that kind of silence can feel like a failure. We're told over and over again that engagement is the holy grail. It's critical for member retention. You need to have buzzing communities, constant conversation, and engagement that is off the charts. And that if people aren't interacting, if they're not showing up, then they're not getting value from your membership. And while, of course, member engagement is important, here's the truth. Silence does not equal disengagement. Some of your longest standing, most loyal members may be the ones that you've never heard from. They don't need to be active in your community to get what they came for. They don't need to turn up to live calls to actually see value. They might be quietly in the background, binging your courses, downloading and utilizing templates, or simply taking comfort from knowing that your resources, your content, your support is there when they need it. They might not be visible, but they're still quietly succeeding because of what you provide. So today I want to break down what those lurkers actually are, why they matter, and how you should be thinking about them, and what you can do to make sure you're serving them just as well as you serve the people who are front and center in your community each and every day. So let's start with digging into this concept of lurking. In almost every online space, the majority of participants are lurkers. Here on the show, I've often talked about a concept called the 99-1 rule. 90% of people consume, but never contribute. 9% contribute occasionally. And only 1% are highly active power users. So that 1%, they'll be showing up every day, they'll be posting, starting new conversations, participating in existing ones with enthusiasm. You will see them multiple times a day. The 9%, they maybe show up a couple of times a week, they'll perhaps reply, but not start conversations. The other 90%, you don't hear from. And so if you look at your community and you think, well, only a small fraction actually post, only a small fraction are engaged, that doesn't mean the community is failing. That's just the way things are. It's how human behavior works online, particularly with online communities. And lurking comes in different forms. You've got absorbers, people who quietly consume content. They apply what they learn in their own time, but they never feel the need to talk about it publicly. They don't have questions. They don't need to put their head above the surface and actually show up in order to get value. Then you've got dabblers. These are members who dip in and out. Maybe they log in once or twice a month. They grab a resource. They watch a replay. Then they disappear again. They're still getting value because it's there for them to use as and when they need. And you've got the observers, the ones who will hang out in your community space. They will read posts. They will keep an eye on conversations. They'll get a whole bunch of value from it, but they'll never actually post themselves. And then you've got your advocates, the shadow silent advocates, quiet members who might never interact with you directly, but who are out there recommending your membership to their friends, sharing your content, singing your praises in places that maybe you're not seeing them. Now, personally, I identify as an observer. I recognize that there are communities I've been part of for over a decade that I consider myself an active member of. I turn up at least once or twice a week. But I very rarely post. In 10 years, I've maybe got 5 or 6 posts because my value comes from hanging out in the community space, reading conversations, and it doesn't actually get tied to me posting myself. So don't discount the fact that someone could be highly active and highly value your membership just because you don't hear from them. Now, the danger comes when we assume that just because someone is invisible, they are not valuable. That's when membership owners start making decisions that alienate their lurkers. They throw in even more community calls. They make participation mandatory. They guilt trip people for not posting. They give rewards, real tangible rewards, to the people who show up and make noise at the expense of those who don't. And that approach often backfires. Instead of making your lurkers more active, it's just going to make them feel uncomfortable, and in some cases, it'll push them out altogether because you're telling them that the way in which they get value, the way in which they engage, is wrong. The key lies in recognizing that there are different valid ways to participate in a membership. Some people thrive on interaction and accountability and conversation. Others just want content, structure, the sense of security that comes from knowing they have access to this resource when they need it, like an insurance policy. Neither type of member is better than the other, they're just different. And as a membership owner, your job is to create an environment where both can succeed. So how do you do that? Well, first and foremost, you need to make sure that your membership content and resources stand on their own 2 feet. If your entire value proposition depends on people showing up to group calls or being vocal in the forums, then you are excluding people who prefer a quieter life. Your courses, your downloads, your templates, your toolkits, whatever content you're creating, they should still deliver value even if someone never once sets foot in the community. That way, lurkers will still feel like being part of your membership is worthwhile and is valued. Second, you want to design for low friction interaction. Not every member is going to want to start a thread or ask a big question, but they might click a poll, they might hit a reaction button, they might answer a low-hanging fruit conversation about their favorite Avengers movie. Give people ways to engage that are low pressure, low friction, and don't require stepping into the spotlight. Those small, low pressure interactions can help people feel connected without forcing them outside their comfort zone. Third, broaden how you measure the success of your membership. If your only measure of engagement is how often someone posts in your community, then you are massively underestimating what your membership offers to its subscribers. Look at how often people are logging in. Look at course completions. Look at downloads, video views. A lurker who is working their way through your material every week but never posting is still a healthy, happy member. In fact, they might be getting more out of it than the people who are kind of pushing aside the learning and the execution because they're too busy chatting away in your community. Those people who are just quiet, heads down, doing their thing, they mightn't leave a visible footprint, but they're still getting what they need. They're still doing what you want them to do. So fourth, create some gentle touch points for your lurkers that don't shame them and don't make them feel like the fact that they're not a noisy part of your community is a bad thing. So make sure you're sending out regular roundups. I like to send out a weekly member digest. It's such a great way of helping people stay connected and having that touch point. Spotlight resources people might have missed. Entice them with the sort of conversations, so linked conversations from your community, because that actually might be something that they feel is worth stepping up and contributing to. So we ensure these touch points are inviting. They are not pressured. And also, it's really worth thinking about how your lurkers will contribute to member retention, because they might not be the loudest voices in your community, but they can be some of the stickiest members in terms of lifetime value. They're not exhausting your time with endless support requests. They're not burning out from over-participation. Often, they'll just keep ticking over happily in the background. And every now and then, one of them will pop up unexpectedly with a contribution or with a testimonial or a referral, and you'll suddenly realize that they've been quietly loving your membership for years. The flip side, of course, is that you don't want to overlook your lurkers. You don't want to neglect them and lose them. Make sure you're not neglecting them. Just because someone's quiet doesn't mean that they don't need to feel seen. It's just their version of being seen is different to yours. Simple gestures like sending a personalized check-in email or a video using a tool like Bonjoro.com. Giving people a private space to ask questions like we do in Membership Academy with the Pick My Brains feature, where people can send private video messages to me with any coaching questions that they have. I have people who use that feature regularly, frequently. They are power users of that feature, but they never post in the community because that's just not their bag. Even just acknowledging in the way you show up, in the way you communicate, that not everyone wants to be active in a public space. Having that appreciation of your lurkers, ensuring you're not just neglecting them, can go a long way to keeping them subscribed. So the big takeaway from this episode is this: don't fall into the trap of thinking that quiet members are somehow doing it wrong or that you're failing them. You don't need to try to bend over backwards to break that silence, because silence doesn't mean disengagement. Lurking is a perfectly valid form of participation. And the silent majority in your membership are often just as valuable, if not more valuable, than the vocal minority. By designing for both, by respecting different participation styles, and by not putting all of your emphasis on people being super noisy and super visible, you'll build a membership that serves everyone. The chatty ones and the quiet ones, the hyper-engaged and the lurkers. And that is how you create a sustainable community. All right, that is it from me for this week. I hope this has given you a different perspective on those people in your membership who don't always make themselves known, because I know membership owners who've come to resent the portion of their member base who aren't showing up in the community, making noise and posting. And of course, if you want to learn other ways of making sure that your membership is sustainable and successful for the long haul, then get yourself over to Membership Academy. We do have a fantastic community there. But for those of you who are natural lurkers, you will find our world-class training and resources more than enough to help you accomplish the success that your membership deserves. That is it from me this week. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll be back again next week with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. See you then. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.